Burns and Gambo.
Big Red Reacts.
Reaction to yesterday's Cardinals game. Presented by Arizona Central Credit Union.
Oh, where we relive yesterday's Cardinals-Ravens game. 23-17 loss. Dropping the Cardinals to 0-1-1 on the season. The big moments that made yesterday's game. And we start, Gambo, in the first half of this game, first quarter of this game, Cardinals, they started with the ball, started in 10 personnel. The snap clap was back. The drive didn't go anywhere. The Ravens, on their very first possession, cutting through the Cardinals' defense like it wasn't even there. Big plays, 14-yard pass, 18-yard pass to Hollywood Brown. Lamar ran for 19. Brown, another 6 in this game. Then the 27-yard touchdown catch to Mark Andrews from Lamar Jackson.
Jackson takes the snap. They fake the swing pass. Jackson zips it to the right side at the 5-yard line, wide open for a touchdown. They totally fooled the Cardinals that time. Touchdown catch by Mark Andrews, who also played at Oklahoma. He was wide open down the far sideline as the Cardinals bit on what was going to be a bubble screen to the receiver.
7 plays, 94 yards on that opening drive.
Yeah, kept a big drive where Lamar Jackson was 5 for 5 on that drive. They were so worried about him running. They've had a problem with tight ends through 2 games. Tight ends have been killing them. Might just be a bad matchup for Jordan Hicks, but the tight ends have hurt them.
Yeah, Mark Andrews, just like T.J. Hockenson, the week before, second straight week, a tight end has killed him. He had 8 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown. Arizona, in getting the ball back on their third possession, drove down the field, put themselves in a position, but had to settle for their first field goal of the day.
Murray takes the snap. It's a stretch play to the right. Murray's keeping the football. He's in trouble, and he throws it away. Somebody made a mistake for the Cardinals at receiver because there was no receiver rolling to the right with Kyler Murray. So on 4th and 1, the Cardinals are not going to go for it. They're going to bring on the field goal unit with the ball at the 4-yard line of the Ravens.
The big play that set that drive up, Murray
Christian
to Kirk, 34 yards.
Yeah, yep, 34 yards to Christian Kirk. Let's not discount the big plays right there. That was a big one to Kirk, but they did on 3rd and 1, not able to get that completion, and they settled for a 22-yard field goal.
Next possession, it looked like the Cardinals were able to get the ball back fairly quickly on 3rd and 17, a good down distance for their defense, but then again, the tight end causing them problems.
3rd and 17. Jackson throws over the middle. It's caught for a first down. Then the ball comes out, and then it's recovered by the Ravens. Boy, I don't know that Andrews ever had possession. And they're going to say it's a catch by Andrews.
The ruling on the field is a catch and a fumble recovered by the fumbling player. It's first down.
It was reviewed, and it was determined he did recover his own fumble.
Yeah, you were hoping it was a drop, but no, it was a fumble, and he recovered it. The next play was Ingram for 16 yards. The play after that, Lamar ran for 16 yards, and they end up with a 33-yard field goal to up 10-3.
10-3 at that point in the game. The Arizona Cardinals, once again, an 83-yard drive down the field. The big play, partly a Murray to Keyshawn Johnson 31-yard catch. But once again, inside the red zone, they fail.
21-yard field goal try. The snap, spot, kick are all good. 3 points for the Cardinals. It's 10-6 Ravens with 8:31 to go in the first half.
A false start in there by Justin Murray didn't help matters out either.
Huge. It was a huge play. I mean, the play to Keyshawn was fantastic. Carr fell down. He kind of beat him. That was the one where Murray threw it off his back foot. There was a blitz. They sent 6. Then at the 10-yard line, they run Chase for 2 yards, but then the false start sends him back. They get a screen to Chase for 10 yards, but then that was the incomplete to Fitz in the end zone, and they had to settle for that field goal to make it 10-6.
Down 17-6 in the third quarter. Once again, the Arizona Cardinals put together a very nice long drive. Murray to Fitz for 40. Murray to Max Williams down the seam for 21.
Boy, I like him.
Max Williams?
I like Max Williams. I think that's a great pickup.
Yeah, that looks like he's going to fit very, very well. A 1st and goal from the 9-yard line. The Cardinals ended up 2nd and goal from the 5, incomplete to Fitz. They called a timeout to set up a play for Fitz. It's that fade play that you hated, that you don't want him to run anymore.
Shotgun snap to Murray. He'll throw a fade to the left side, and going for Fitz, he overthrew him again. He was in double coverage, incomplete. So you throw 2 fades on 2nd and 3rd down, and the Cardinals will bring on the field goal team. So it's an opportunity to get it within 1 possession, but no run plays again in the red zone. And they fail again to get a touchdown inside the 20.
Take that play out of the playbook. Literally, it's just twice they went to Fitz. After the play to Crabtree, they went twice. to Fitz, and it was incomplete both times. Take it out of the playbook for now. It's not working. That play's killing you.
At that point, they had run seven plays inside the 10-yard line. Five of them were passes. Only two were run plays. That's why Dave Pasch was lamenting the lack of any run plays at that point. But when the Cardinals get the ball back later in the game, once again, Kyler Murray connecting big time. This, again, Larry Fitzgerald.
Two receivers in the game. Play action pass. Murray throws near side. Fitz is wide open. Caught at the 50. Near side 40. There's the big play. 30. And he's tripped up and tackled at the 25. All right, it didn't go for 70, but we'll take 55, and it's a first down.
Here's a guy that did not have one play of 40 yards last year. He's had three in two games. Huge play right there. Then they went to Kirk for 18, and then they got the one-yard touchdown by David Johnson. They put Larry in motion, got that touchdown, got the two-point conversion, and that made it 2017.
Isn't that four in two games? I think it's four in two games for Fitz. I'll have to go back and double-check my math, but I'm pretty sure it's four.
I thought last week he had two.
Last week he had two. This week he had two. He had a 40-yard catch. He had a 54-yard catch in this game. So that's got four.
Two more big plays then.
Leads to the touchdown by David Johnson. Makes it a 2017 game. The two-point conversion as well to Keyshawn Johnson in the back of the end zone. That's also back-to-back 100-yard games for Fitz. First time since 2015 to find back-to-back 100-yard games for Larry Fitzgerald. So he's got that going for him. But as the Cardinals get the ball back down 23-17, the last drive just doomed by errors.
Now it is 3rd and 14 on the 5 with 3:29 to go in the fourth. Cardinals down 6. And some movement on the right side, and here's a flag. Murray was clapping, calling for it, and somebody came out of their stance up front.
Before the ball was snapped, false start. Offense, number 74. Half the distance to the goal.
DJ Humphries.
Just a meltdown.
Sweezy, a hold. Murray, nearly an intentional grounding. DJ Humphries, the false start. All of this down 6 with 3:48 to go. You're starting on your own 9-yard line, and in Kyler Murray's own words, it was loud as hell down there.
And on 3rd and 16, he just threw it up and said, Larry, please, just make a play. But it was nowhere near, you know, wasn't close enough for Larry to have the heroics. So they got the 3rd and 16. At that point, he just threw it up for Fitz, but they weren't able to get anything.
Then the Ravens to close out the game, a 3rd and 11 from their own 44. This was arguably the best throw of Lamar Jackson's career in the NFL, and arguably one of the best throws of week 2 in the National Football League.
Lamar Jackson, though, obviously can run. He's in the shotgun. He's back to throw. And he's looking deep, firing far side, and the pass is caught by Brown inside the 20-yard line, down to the 15 and near the 14. What a throw, Lamar Jackson.
I don't know what to say. The drive started with a big sack by Zach Allen. Dropped him back 5 yards, so they were, you know, they were already, you know, 2nd and 15. But they got, you know, they got a nice play from Edwards to get a little yards back. And then look, it was just 1-on-1. Brown beat Brock, and that was the play, and that sealed the win for Baltimore.
Couldn't have handed that ball any better than where he threw it. The coverage was great.
He was there.
There was nowhere else for him to put it but exactly where he put it. That was a grade A throw.
Just how about the fact that they've got enough faith in Lamar Jackson to throw a ball down the field like that? How many yards did that play go for?
41.
I mean, the faith that they had in Lamar Jackson on a big third, not to just take time off the clock and, you know, punt the ball, but listen, let's try to end this game, and they go deep to Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, that was a heck of a throw, heck of a catch, heck of a play, and the Ravens end up winning 23-17.